USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force and violating George Floyd's civil rights. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After weeks of criticism, Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office, calling for a solution to the root causes of immigration. Harris went to El Paso, where she toured the Border Patrol station and met with faith-based homeless and legal immigration advocates. She told reporters that she met with five young Central American girls at the El Paso Processing Center. She said, "They asked me, how do you become the first woman vice president?" She said their approach has to be thoughtful and effective because we're talking about children. Harris was accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the El Paso area. In March, President Biden appointed Harris with leading his administration's effort to stem increases in migration from Latin America to the southern U.S. border, including thousands of unaccompanied minors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple TV Plus has premiered their new special, which features some old familiar friends.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief. You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. He died at age 77 in February of 2000. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown honors Schulz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. It ran from 1950 to the year 2000. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard are executive producers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.